Tech of Sports with retired NHL player Brian Bickell and Dr. Timothy Vartanian. This week on the Tech of Sports, Brian Bickell and Dr. Timothy Vartanian. Modern Life mobile apps are a great way to listen to our content. Go to TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, download those, listen to all your favorite Modern Life Network shows, all preloaded. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and the Tech of Sports is a production of Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlife.network. This week, Brian Bickell and Dr. Timothy Vartanian. Pro hockey player for many years, Brian Bickell experienced all the highs and lows of sports. Determination, resiliency, focus, and teamwork were all part of his makeup. He won Stanley Cups, a long time with the Chicago Blackhawks, and just a great guy. And he was diagnosed with chronic medical condition in November 2016, MS. He and his doctor here today on the Tech of Sports have kind of talked about that, what he's been doing, what lies ahead for him, and the doctor is going to talk about kind of the diagnosis, prognosis, and treatment. So great stuff. Also check out Brian's foundation, the BickellFoundation.org, and also he's involved with MS Service Dogs. Also, you can find out on that website. So here's Brian and the doctor this week on the Tech of Sports.
Thanks for joining me, guys, and great to have you, Brian and Dr. Tim. And Brian, the hockey season just wrapped up. How much did you miss not being there in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I missed it, but I enjoyed watching it. Like I had to say, with Nashville, where they beat out my old team in four straight, and then for them to make it to the finals and see that city develop a huge sports fan, it was really cool.
Yeah, I think it's good for hockey, and that was exciting to watch. And you're facing another battle right now with MS, and just kind of take the listeners through now that your hockey is done, kind of how that's affecting your life and how you're managing that.
I'm managing it great. I take a treatment once a month. It's called Tysabri. It's a great drug that I've been taking for the last 6-7 months. Me and Tim, we've obviously talked about different ones, but this one, it fits my suit. And every drug has a risk, and the risks that and rewards are and better. And for the risk that taken to Sabri, there's a rare infection that you get, brain infection. It's called PML. So we're going in the positive direction. I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now, and it's going good.
Kind of had to fight for whatever you earned during your whole career. So this is kind of the next battle, kind of an extension of what you kind of went through in your hockey career.
Yeah, I wasn't given it on a silver platter. I had to work my way up through the minors for years, and then getting the opportunity, and then sticking with it. I'm in the same situation where I didn't think I was going to be feeling the way I do right now. From the lows to the highs, it's going good. So we're looking in the right direction and being positive. It's definitely helped.
And Dr. Tim, how is Brian as a patient, and how is it? Is he pretty much the typical patient, even though he's an ex-professional athlete?
He's a gentle giant. I mean, he's an awesome, awesome individual. Very humble, and he he's taken charge of his illness. His wife Amanda is in his corner, and they all, both of them ask all the right questions, and he's doing fabulously.
Give my audience here kind of a little information about relapsing MS and just exactly what is it?
Yes, it's a disease of the brain and spinal cord in which myelin, which is the insulation for the nerve fibers, gets damaged or destroyed. And where that damage occurs, a patient will experience different kinds of symptoms: blurred vision, double vision, weakness, numbness, loss of coordination. And those symptoms can occur at unpredictable times in unpredictable locations, creating, as you can imagine, a lot of anxiety for patients. It's an illness of young adults, and so they have to contend with it their entire life. And so it's important, as in Brian's case, to really take charge early.
Brian, a hockey season is long and it's tiring and there's lots of travel and you're going against some of the best athletes in the world. So really motivation is key for each night on and off the ice. How do you stay motivated now in this next chapter of your life?
Just inspiring other people. I think, you know, from my story that I've, where I was to where I am now, inspired, you know, my teammates, my fans, a lot of people. So, you know, we're lucky to be in a situation working with Biogen to, you know, push my story and helping out MS people. And, you know, that's what I like to do, is to inspire a lot of other people.
And that includes probably kids as well, Brian. If anyone goes to an NHL or an AHL, any hockey game now, they see lots of kids in the stands and lots of young fans. That's got to be encouraging for you. And I know that getting kids involved in the sport early and getting them information about MS early is definitely important.
Yeah, like the old cliche is kids are our future. And, you know, you teach kids young and what's, you know, what's good and what's bad. And, you know, for me playing hockey, you know, I got two young girls. You know, hopefully maybe one day we'll get them to hockey. But, you know, we're going to enjoy helping out kids at the same time and making awareness. You know, it's a crucial thing that a lot of people don't know about MS, and I'm willing to do it.
And, Doctor, for other people that are living with relapsing MS and dealing with the same problems Brian has, what is your advice to them and what can they expect on that part of their life's journey?
Yeah, I think the critical thing for them to consider is to get expert advice early, to start treatment early, because our treatments are preventative rather than reparative. Because the person with MS has to live with the illness their entire life, being on a preventative medicine as early as possible gives them the greatest likelihood of doing well in the future.
Yeah, and doctor, has technology helped improve diagnosis, treatment, prognosis for people with MS? Is that come into play? And, you know, technology is impacting everything. Is it also impacting MS as well?
Hugely. The advanced imaging that is done with MRIs has allowed us to make a diagnosis with confidence earlier. And the earlier we make that diagnosis, as I said, the earlier we can get people on preventive medications. And there's really a lot of energy going into research with advanced technology to really understand the details of what's going on in the brain in much more clearly. And that's going to change the way we treat patients in the future.
And Brian, three little quick answers from you. The best fans in the NHL, the most knowledgeable fans in the NHL, and the toughest arena to play in, which would those be?
The best fans, I would have to go with the Chicago Blackhawks. Been part of their system for so long, and they're so good to me. The most knowledge fans, I want to say probably Montreal. I don't know. There's something about those fans. They get into the game. They know what they're doing. And the hardest atmosphere to play in? What was the last one?
Yeah.
Again, I think, you know, Montreal, I think it, you know, there's something about them. They know everything that's going on, and they're loud. You know, I don't know if it's French or what it is, but they're passionate about their teams.
Well, hockey definitely is king there in Montreal and throughout all the Canadian cities, definitely. Brian, where can my listeners go for more information and any parting words from you and the doctor?
You can go on facebook.com/TessSabry, you know, read more about my story and what's next in the future.
And doctor, any parting words for people that were fans of Brian and wishing him the best, and what's he up against here in the near future?
Yeah, I think, you know, Brian's an amazing, you know, person and spokesperson for MS. So I would just go to Brian's Facebook site and to their Family Foundation site, and all the information is there.
A lot of information, a great cause. Guys, thanks for joining me today. Good luck and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
A pleasure.
Excellent to have Brian and the doctor on this week to talk about that, the mysteries of MS, and great to call attention to that. So, Brian, a true champion on and off the ice. Great to have him on. Also, don't forget about any shopping you're doing this summer. Amazon.com. We have an affiliate link here at the network. It's modernlife.com Amazon. Any and all of your shopping. Amazon has everything. Great way to do it. You can get it fast. It delivers. Comes right to your house quickly. ModernLife.network/Amazon. No extra cost to you. And check out all the other shows on the Modern Life Network. We do a great job here at the Tech of Sports, but the other shows just as good or better. Waves of Tech, Busy Ladies, and a bunch of other things. LinkedIn Lady. Check out all the other shows available at ModernLife.network. For those tuning in this week, hope you enjoyed Brian. And more great shows coming this summer on the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Network production.